This week, the 48th Parliament in Canberra kicked off with a traditional welcome to country in the Great Hall, led by Ngunnawal Elder Auntie Violet Sheridan, followed by a smoking ceremony on the Parliament House forecourt. The proceedings saw new members sworn into Parliament, including the re-election of the President of the Senate, Sue Lyons, who wants to create space for First Nations people in Parliament House. National Indigenous Radio Services reporter Micah Kickett and CRN's political reporter Noah Seckham spoke with Senator Lyons about her role as president and her advocacy for First Nations peoples.
So I was re-elected president of the Senate, huge honour. It's really important to me personally to acknowledge that we are standing on and performing the business of the Australian Parliament on the longest continuing culture in the world, 65,000 plus years of culture and tradition. And what I really liked about yesterday's ceremony at the 48th opening was that we are mixing the two traditions. So when the dancers came in just before the Auntie Violet did the welcome, was they were led by the Black Rod and the Sergeant at Arms. So you had those Westminster traditions that go back to only the 16th century from a First Nations perspective, mixing with the dancers, and to see those, particularly the young children, doing the dance. I mean, not only are they gorgeous, but to know that that's part of their culture, their learning, that they are living and breathing the culture and continuing the culture. So it's really important to me to do that welcome. I know for First Nations people it gives a lot of comfort, and for me it's important to acknowledge where we are and what Australia is.
You're really all about creating, you know, open doors and a safe space for, you know, mob to be able to come into Parliament House. And my understanding is that, did you officially open the Elders' Room up there? I think for me personally, you know, because sometimes I feel a little bit like out there is a bit too much of a big world for me. And sometimes I do feel a little bit like out of place. But what I love about the First Nations room for me personally as an Aboriginal person is that I feel like that's a safe space for me where I can go and feel connected. I guess, you know, what was the objective behind, you know, creating that space for mob?
Well, this is the lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people. We acknowledge that every day in the Parliament. And so I was having a conversation, I think with Auntie Violet, but it might have been one of the other elders. And she had said to me, oh, look, I'm coming up here quite a few times today. And I noticed that she had a visitor's pass on. It just struck me that here we are recognising the culture, we are recognising elders, and yet she is being signed in to a building on her own country. So that just struck me as something that had to change. So I initiated the Elders Pass. So the elders that we invite in who are recognised by a community as the elders and able to do welcomes. So we initiated a pass for them. And then also that they are elders and they are respected in community and need to be respected by us.
Cool. Well, Noah, you might have some questions as well.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Now the stressful one.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose the most interesting thing that I find with your position and the role of Speaker in the House as essentially a referee to keep everyone together is that you also do have a responsibility to remain impartial in many ways. Do you find it difficult to do that considering, you know, you've been involved in the union movement for your whole life and that's how you've landed here?
No, I don't find it difficult to do because it is part of my role to be impartial, and I would hate any senator to think that I had made a political decision, and I would stand by every decision I've made to say that I have never been partisan. That is the expectation that's bestowed upon me, and senators have given me their trust, people who are not government senators, to be impartial. And so I don't find it hard to be impartial. I don't agree with everything that happens or every comment a senator makes, but I do recognise it is their right to make that comment as long as it's done respectfully.
Mm. And so I suppose for clarity, when we do look at your role being, and I did forget that you actually got the vote, got that mixed up with the Speaker, I suppose when your position is very different, how does it feel knowing that, you know, when someone votes for a Senate position, there is, you know, a chance that that senator that gets in could become the Speaker. Do you feel that you still have impact as a senator in your position as any other?
I think the work I do in Western Australia is well recognised, And one of the key areas that I work in is empowering and working with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, because women's voices are so often silenced or overlooked, women from all backgrounds. And so I've traditionally done that work, and employing a Noongar advisor has opened up more opportunity for us because her links to community are invaluable. But I do want to be seen as someone who creates opportunities, particularly for First Nations women.
President of the Senate, Sue Lyons there, speaking with Micah Kickett and Noah Sackham.